Hello, guys. Welcome to this podcast titled Cardio Exercise Equipment. The heart plays the vital role of pumping blood throughout the body. That is why it should be properly cared for. One very good way to do so is through exercise. Let's take a look at some of the cardio equipment that allows you to perform your routines any time of the day within the comforts of your home. So, in today's episode, we shall be talking about carefree cardio exercise equipment. So you are planning to go jogging or even just a walk, but the weather does not allow it. It is a good thing that you have the option of owning a treadmill. It's a low-impact cardio machine that paves the way for walking, jogging, and even running in its place. This is made possible by a movable belt placed over a bridge. You can choose between a manual and a motorized treadmill. The manual type is lighter and cheaper. You can easily fold it, tuck it under the bed, or put it in the closet. The treadmill is wrapped around the rollers, giving way to a raised platform. When you start walking on the belt, your actual weight creates the friction necessary for your feet to move the belt on the rollers. A belt rotates under you as you enter into position. There are side rails that you can use for safety support. At the front of the treadmill, you will find a console that supports both the treadmill and the side rails. The motorized form is obviously heavier, less portable, and can make you spend more. But on the other hand, it can provide a much more satisfying training experience. The treadmill is powered by a self-propelled motor placed under your feet. The triplet of walking, jogging, and running is allowed because the speed of the machine can be adjusted. With this type, make sure you warm up well before moving on to higher speeds. Treadmills can have many functions. In general, the more expensive a machine is, the more features it has to offer. You can have pre-configured programs that fit your body's current condition and capabilities. There are different difficulty levels suitable for beginners to advanced runners. Speed variations aren't the only ones that can be manipulated during a workout. You can also change the state of the deck. The deck of a motorized treadmill can be tilted just like the conditions of slopes and difficult terrain. It's up to your preference to incline your workout experience. The current batch of treadmills usually come with an electronic heart rate monitor that can be used to determine if you are progressing well enough towards your desired workout. Chest wrap monitors are generally preferred over the ear clip type. A wireless variant of the chest wrap has an alarm that notifies you when your heart rate is way below or above your acceptable range. In the near future, technology will improve cardio exercise machines like the treadmill. Virtual reality is integrated into the functions of the machine. You are now one button away from walking, jogging, or running anywhere on the planet. Cardio exercise equipment basic types. Buying cardio equipment is a big investment, so it is important to take the time to research to determine the right machine for your physical health. Here is an overview of the basic types of cardio equipment. 1. Stationary bikes are designed for people who prefer to sit rather than stand while burning calories. If you prefer the comfort of cycling to walking, rowing, or jogging for cardiovascular fitness, tone up or tone your thighs, exercise bike is for you. The exercise bike is a great leg builder. It will help strengthen the quadriceps muscles, gluteal muscles, and hamstrings. There are two types of stationary bikes: upright bikes and recumbent bikes. Upright bikes simulate an ordinary bicycle. The only difference is that it doesn't let you go anywhere. Recumbent bikes, on the other hand, have bucket seats so you pedal in front of you. If you are new to exercise or prefer better back support due to lower back pain, you may find a recumbent bike more comfortable to use than an upright bike. 2. The stair lift is a great exercise tool for your calves, thighs, hips, buttocks, and lower back. If you like more than just walking and jogging, a stair lift is for you. However, it's important to see your doctor first if you have any previous or existing knee problems, as this could make your injury worse. Stair lifts are of two types, with dependent steppers and with independent steppers. If you are a beginner, it is recommended to use the dependent stepper type because it is easier to operate than the independent stepper type. Training intensity can be adjusted manually or under computer control. 3. Rowing machines help strengthen your arms, legs, shoulders, and back with very little impact. However, it is not recommended for people with back problems, and even those with healthy backs are warned as it can strain muscles when rowing. Rowers have different types of resistance. Standard rowing machines use air resistance. Other models use a water flywheel, which is closer to actual rowing. And still other models use pistons or cylinders. Some of the best stair lifts include those with comfortable, adjustable seat and foot cushions, a stick with an easy and comfortable grip, and with little noise. 4. Elliptical trainers are like the treadmill. They are designed to mimic human gait during locomotion. However, compared to the treadmill, this machine does not require your feet to leave the pedals, which makes you feel like you are walking on cloud 9. Elliptical are recommended for people suffering from lower extremity injuries or arthritis. The drive system of an elliptical machine is the mechanism by which it provides resistance during exercise. There are two basic types, front-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive. 5. The treadmill is probably the best-selling of the types of cardio exercise equipment. This machine provides an ideal way to increase cardiovascular capacity, burn calories, and tone the lower body by allowing you to run and walk. Unlike walking or running outdoors, treadmill exercises minimize stress on the joints. The shock is absorbed by the cushioned floor of the treadmill. If you are overweight or have joint problems, fitness experts recommend looking for a board with more cushioning, preferably 18 inches or more, maintaining not only the body, cardio exercise equipment upkeep. Cardio exercise equipment helps us achieve significant results in improving our overall health. This is why many people invest in gym memberships and purchase fitness equipment. Cardio exercise equipment is no longer just fitness equipment. It is now considered an investment. To protect our investments, it is important to perform basic maintenance. If neglected, the performance of the equipment can be affected. When to take advantage of our fitness equipment, because we can make the most of it. But the inability to perform basic, regular maintenance could impact how we benefit from our exercise equipment. In the end, small problems lead to a larger equipment failure. Maintenance is not that difficult. Just take the time to clean it and protect it from the elements. Some people think that only because their equipment is working properly, it means it will last a long time. It may look nice on the outside, but small problems can occur inside the machine. For example, when spring-loaded devices are exposed to moisture, the springs can rust and lose their ability to compress and rebound. In the worst case, equipment problems or failures can occur in the middle of training and cause accidents. Sometimes it's not just the lack of regular maintenance that can affect equipment performance. After an intense training session or workout, we just drop our gear or simply push or knock it aside. It may also damage the device. It is important to handle our equipment correctly. It is also important to store the machine correctly after each workout. Make sure it is kept away from excessive sunlight or moisture. When cleaning handrails and upholstery, all you need is a swab, detergent or cleaning solution, and a dry towel or paper towel. Cleaning the surfaces with swabs and a cleaning solution can remove sweat, water or juice, etc. After wiping them with the detergent, dry them with a towel to remove the moisture before storing them. Avoid using cleaning solutions on the treadmill belt, as this may affect the lubrication of the device. Make sure they are free of dust and dirt. Make sure the floor or carpet under the treadmill is cleaned and vacuumed regularly. Lubrication should be checked monthly, while belt tension and tracking should be checked every 6 months. The same goes for elliptical. Your stationary bike should not make squeaks. If so, check the pedals and pedal shaft. It should be lubricated every 3 to 4 months. All exercise equipment should be checked for loose nuts and bolts every 2 to 3 months. What most people forget is that the equipment manual is not just a guide to setting up the exercise machine. It also includes manufacturer-approved methods for cleaning your exercise equipment. Read and follow the instructions in the manual. It's not just the mechanical equipment that needs to be checked. Other cardio equipment should be cleaned, such as dumbbells and other weights. Maintenance can be simple as long as you take the time. You may have a checklist in your training area where you have marked the maintenance schedule for your machines. Hope you learned a lot. So, see you in the next episode.